Mishnah 4, Mishnah 10, Ubezu Rebbe Eliezer, Makel, Rebbe Yeshua, Machmir. This case in this Mishnah is going to be a case where Rebbe Eliezer is more lenient and Rebbe Yeshua is stricter, which is the reverse case of the last two Mishnahs that we've done. And what is that? The case of this Mishnah is Bedores Litra Kitsios Alpiakad Ve'eno Yodea Ezohi. If a person takes a pressed litra, which is an amount, it's a volume amount of dried figs, and he puts it into the mouth of a jar. Now, in the mouth of the jar, he's got this pressed figs of truma. They're truma figs in the mouth of the jar, and that's 1 litra. That's the volume amount. Inside the jar, I mean a jar, but a jug, we have 100 litras of figs, dried figs, which are not truma. So you do have this ratio of 100 inside the jar and 1 in the mouth. And what he's got over here, he's got a number of these jars with 100 inside and 1 in the mouth. And only one of these jars, the one in the mouth, is truma. All of the other jars, the one in the mouth, is also normal chulin, normal produce, not truma produce. So what is the status over here if he forgets which jar has got this litra of dried figs in the mouth? And how do we deal with this situation? So Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Royim Oisan Ke'ilu Hain Prudos, says Rebbe Eliezer, we view this as if they are separated. Vatachtoinus Ma'alus Eshalionus, and those below annul those above. In other words, what the contents of the jar nullify what is in the mouth of the jar. So the contents of the jar, we said, are normal chulin produce. In the mouth of the jar is this pressed fig cake, which is truma, but the contents combined together, if there's 100, there has to be 100 volume in the jar versus 1 volume in the mouth, and the contents of the jar annul what is in the mouth, says Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Sho'ayme lota le'adshiu sham me'kadim. Rebbe Yeshua says they do not annul. The contents of the jar do not annul what is in the mouth. And the only way to annul that truma is if you have 100 other jars. So if you've got 100 other jars, then the contents of each of the mouths will now combine together and nullify the contents of the one mouth, which is truma. And in that way, it would be nullified. But he brings over here, the Locha follows Rebbe Yeshua, that the contents of the jar do not nullify the mouth of the jar, what's in the mouth. But also you see from over here that this is a case where Rebbe Yeshua is stringent and Rebbe Eliezer is lenient.